Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma and I'm joined by Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Emma.
Today we're talking about an exciting event that's taking place at Burnley College.
Oh really, what's going on there?
They're hosting their biggest ever science and technology festival.
I see, and what kind of things are they doing at this festival?
Well, it's all about engaging families with interactive exhibits and activities.
That sounds fun. What's one of the highlights?
Oh, they have a giant robot named Titan, who's become a local celebrity.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yes, and this year they added a brand new dynamic dinosaur experience.
Dinosaurs, that's a hit with the kids for sure.
Exactly, they've created a jungle zone with roars, volcanoes, and even baby dinosaurs to pet.
I bet that's a huge draw.
Definitely, the festival also features a teddy bear hospital, where kids learn about healthcare.
That's such a clever way to introduce science to young people.
The bubbleologist returns too, creating amazing displays with bubbles.
I'm guessing that's a crowd favourite.
Absolutely, the event is free and draws families from all over the Northwest.
What's the feedback been like?
One mom said it was so good they wished they arrived earlier.
Sounds like they're making memories.
Karen Buchanan, the college principal, is proud of the event's success.
She mentioned sparking creativity in future scientists, right?
Exactly, the college focuses on STEM education with excellent results.
That's impressive, and their campus is pretty big too.
It's a £115 million campus with lots of opportunities.
I'm guessing they're looking for more students to join their programs.
Yes, they encourage people to check out their website for more information.
Sounds like an amazing way to get kids excited about science.
That's for sure, and it's all part of the Northwest's vibrant STEM community.
Thanks for sharing this, Emma. Sounds like a must-attend event.
You're welcome, Daniel. And don't forget to check out Burnley College's website for more details.
And that's it for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.